Hello, is this Lupash Construction?
Correct.
Hey, great. This is Scott. I was calling to speak to the person that would handle the online listings there. Is that you?
Handle what?
The online listings. Is that you by chance?
Online listings. I don't do any online listings.
Really? Well, I noticed you had an Angie's List listing. Was that from a while back?
Oh, Angie. What about it?
Yeah,
I'm
okay.
I'm not even registered there, or what I guess. I'm not active, right? Don't I? Am I?
I don't think so. How do you normally get business in the door right now? How do you get your customers?
Okay, well, I got a couple of big managements in Chicago that send me from place to place.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, I noticed your it was either a text or email saying that you can put me on the front page or whatever.
Right. Yeah, we can put you on the front page. Not only that, but we'll highlight all your services in great detail using multiple keywords. Excuse me?
Oh, okay. Yeah, keep saying, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we'll highlight all your construction services using multiple keywords in your area. So what that would mean for you as a huge benefit is anytime anyone does a search for, you know, any of the construction services you provide, we would make sure that Lupash Construction, you know, would appear and pop up on that first page, you know, as a top recommended option to keep your phone ringing.
What's the lowest I can subscribe monthly?
Yeah, and that's a great question. It would really just depend on a couple different factors, one being how long you've actually owned the business for. Have you owned Lupash Construction for a relatively long period of time?
A little over 10 years.
A little over 10 maybe years?
Yeah, maybe 11 years. But I don't have a really company. I mean, this management wanted me to get insurance, so I had to get incorporated to get insurance. They can write a check into a business name, but for the last 2 weeks, I'm just by myself doing small repairs.
Small repairs.
I don't have much income.
Are you able to handle more business if we can help you get it, so we can help increase your income?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, so moving forward, and just to kind of explain the service so you see the value of it, what we do, in addition to what I just mentioned, is, you know, when you do a search on Google, you know how that map pops up with the red dots, and then right below it, all the businesses are listed? So you can either click to call, see the website, or get directions, all that ringing a bell?
But first I have to get signed up with Angie's, right?
No, we're not Angie's, sir. We're Local Splash.
What are you?
Local Splash. LocalSplash.com.
Local Splash.
Yes.
Because you mentioned at the beginning about Angie, didn't you?
Right, but I noticed you had an Angie's List listing.
No, I'm not signed up with them yet. They've been trying to get me to sign up, but, that was they merged Home Advisor merged with Angie's or whatever. And that's
mm-hmm.
probably you see some traces of my name.
Right.
Somewhere along the
right.
I do
see traces of Lupash Construction there. I didn't quite catch your first name though, sir. What was your first name again?
Call me John, but
John.
It writes as IOAN, but I translate it in English. It's John.
John?
IOAN, Yuan. But everybody calls me John.
John.
I speak English.
Okay. Very good. So, you know, when you do that search on Google, if you can visualize the map that pops up with the red dots, and then right below it, all the businesses are listed there, John? So
mm-hmm.
you can either. Okay, I thought you were familiar. That's called the local map section. Now, here's where we're uniquely different than most is we provide a service that places companies there because we know about 90% of the revenue actually goes to those businesses. And the whole reason that we wanted to contact you today is because we had a position open up within our company for your category. So we're speaking with everyone in that geographic area there today, looking for just one. And then once we find them, we close out that area, and we can't work with anyone else in your territory who does what you do. In other words, it's exclusive to you.
So what, how much would it cost me? Because I can take a whole bunch. It's winding down work for the winter, and I do need to get signed up with one of those, you know, companies or whatever you guys, either with Angie's, I have to re-sign up because I quit HomeAdvisor, and long story short, I didn't like HomeAdvisor, but then they merged them, and they, Angie's List or whoever, tried to sign me up, but I had so much work over the summer. It looked like it's winding down, and okay, you said you do a bunch of services after, you know, when you list it, but how much it cost me a month? I mean, my income is probably about, let's say, roughly four grand a year, a month. It's not a big business. It's small service. I do small service. I do, you know, also painting jobs, plumbing and electrical.
Painting,
plumbing and electrical.
And electrical. Perfect. You're the ideal candidate. You're the ideal candidate. Okay. And then you said you're the sole owner, John. How about as far as a website? Do you currently have a website that's up and running right now?
No, I don't have nothing. No.
Okay. All right. We could probably help you out there. And then how about as far as like service area? How far out would you typically travel for a new client from where you are?
This time I had to travel quite a bit. About an hour, because there's an inspection tomorrow that hopefully they want. We have to have something to show for, but hopefully we pass it. But anyway, long story short, how much would I spend with you a month?
It's going to depend on a couple different factors. Still had to ask you a few more questions to connect the dots to determine, but it's looking good here for you, John. What's your targeted market right now? Like, how far out would you typically travel for a new client?
Nah, not more than 20 miles.
20 miles?
From a zip code 60053.
Okay. And that's actually residential, correct?
I do storefront. I mean, light commercial.
Light commercial? Would you like help getting more commercial if we can help you get it?
Yeah.
Okay. You want
more?
Yeah,
because I can, right.
Okay, perfect. And we've already established you can handle some more business. So being that this is an exclusive listing that we're filling today, overall, it sounds like you see a lot of value and having your business on that first page of Google, especially if we can get you more commercial business, right?
Yeah. But anyway, listen to this. Let me call you back. Can you text me your direct number? Because I put you on speaker. I was having a little snack.
Yeah, the one,
before
I go
back to work.
Right. I'm only going to be here for about another 15 minutes, sir.
No, it's not going to happen today. So, but if you do...
You absolutely gotta run. You gotta run right now.
Yeah. I was just okay.
Let's circle back tomorrow. What's a good time for you tomorrow?
No, the late part of the day, something like this, because I will be busy doing some work all throughout until about 5 o'clock. Right now, it's,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of wrap it up about this time. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. We'll see you then. Bye, John.
So Google Splash. Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.